Good morning. It's 53 degrees at 7:58. Scott Woodside with a continuing Monday, October 20th edition of the WPGC News Magazine. What's wrong with the bell? There we go. There have been no more sightings overnight. No more sightings overnight of that UFO that was reported in the skies over southeast Michigan. See, and it never showed up on radar at the Air National Guard base in Mount Clemens, but eight police officers who have been on the force for several years and several residents in two counties reported seeing the glowing white object in the sky, which disappeared into the clouds as it headed for Detroit. Some witnesses say it revolved. One described it as a merry-go-round in the sky. That's kind of scary. This was one of the four weekends a year that the White House grounds were open for public inspection. Did you go? Well, as expected, thousands of your friends took advantage of the chance to walk on the ground of presidents and their families, the site of the annual Easter egg hunt, Amy's treehouse, the garden, and more. The federal government has created a new job position, a new career area, if you will, energy auditor. A qualified energy auditor is either self-employed or works for an electric or gas utility or other energy supplier and is actually certified by a state government as being qualified to audit the energy use of residential and commercial methods. If that doesn't make sense to you, that makes two of us. Park officials in the Glacier National Park in Montana have a bear of a problem. They're looking for ways to protect thousands of annual visitors from grizzly bears. More than 200 grizzlies are estimated to be living in the 1,600-square-mile park. The park has a bear management plan, and officials frequently close sections of the park that seem to be prone to bear attacks. Unfortunately, their plan is getting the cooperation of the bears since they have eaten some three park visitors already this year, which really upsets people. Coming up, choose your news when the WPGC News Magazine continues.
The way interest rates are changing these days, you'll feel a lot more secure with an investment that pays a guaranteed rate. Perpetual six-month market rate certificate earns you a guaranteed annual rate of 11.531% on your minimum $10,000 investment for six solid months. It's a higher return than you can currently get on a lot of money market investments. You can depend on that 11.531% interest at Perpetual for 6 months, no matter how rates may fluctuate. Your investment is even insured to $100,000 by FSLIC, an agency of the U.S. government. Of course, federal regulations require a substantial penalty for early withdrawal. Beat the money market rates with a guaranteed and insured 6 month market rate certificate from Perpetual.
Money. Ladies and gentlemen, every morning at this time, we present for your bumper to bumper listening enjoyment the award winning Choose Your News with your master of ceremonies, Scott Woodside.
You got a good story?
Yeah,
I got a good story.
Okay. You do the good story. I choose your news.
All right. You know, over the weekend, the paper, they listed some of the new world records in the Guinness Book.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Arden Chapman of Pioneer, Louisiana, caught a grape thrown into his mouth from 319 feet 8 inches.
Just like that, huh?
Right, right. And Peter Dowdswell, now this man really, we should all take a moment and appreciate what he did. He set a new prune gobbling mark by downing 144 prunes in 53 and a half seconds.
What's he doing now?
Peter, can we ask you a question here about eating all those prunes? And,
Sorry, Peter.
Your turn.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Poor Peter. An experiment to teach gorillas at the Columbus Zoo to breastfeed their babies by watching a woman breastfeed her child failed because a male gorilla did most of the watching.
Mm-hmm.
The zoo director says the woman, whom he declined to identify, stood outside the glass enclosure in the new gorilla house and demonstrated breastfeeding. However, Hannah said the male gorilla, Oscar, hogged the show and wouldn't let the two females see the demonstration. Oscar watched the most, Hannah said. He didn't seem to want to allow Tony and Jonesy to see. We had to entice him with bananas to get him away so the girls could see. Hannah announced several weeks ago that he would show the animals films on breastfeeding in hopes they would adapt the technique. I got 15 to 20 telephone calls from women who said they would be willing to breastfeed their babies in front of the gorillas so we wouldn't have to resort to films. Hannah says he thinks breastfeeding may have prevented a disease that killed one newborn gorilla this summer and caused another to be hospitalized. Because the zoo has always taken newborn apes away from their mothers, they don't know how to breastfeed their young. The Columbus Zoo is the only facility in the world to have four generations of gorillas in captivity. Now they would like to breastfeed those little boogers. WPGC exclusive copy weather. Hey, calm down. Hey, not now. No. No. Partly to mostly sunny and cool today. High 62 to 67. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Low 48. Current Washington. Ah! Temperature is 53 degrees. WPGC.